Downtown Burlington attracts visitors and residents all year round. There is never a lack of something to do in any season. Hundreds of thousands of visitors and residents enjoy the parks, restaurants, festivals, and cultural centers. One of the most spectacular features of the downtown area is Spencer Smith Park, the flagship of Burlington's extensive park system. Early history. Spencer Smith Park's history began long before Burlington was settled and Canada became a country. It has been the home and traditional territory to Indigenous peoples since time immemorial and is part of the treaty lands and territory of the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation. The park is part of a large parcel of land that Mohawk War Chief Thayendanegea, also known as Joseph Brant, received from the British for his service during the American Revolution. He was an esteemed military captain and advocate for his people in meetings with King George III and George Washington. The Burlington neighborhood of Thayendanegea, the Joseph Brant Hospital, and the Joseph Brant Museum on the edge of Spencer Smith Park all pay homage to this important historical figure. Transforming to the park of today. In the beginning of the 20th century, when Burlington was just a village, the main road that connected Hamilton to Toronto was Lakeshore Road, which ran very close to the water. Concern about erosion prompted the local municipal government to secure funding for a breakwall that would protect the shore and road while creating a safe harbor for small boats. The beautification of the area began with Spencer Smith, who was a local grocery store owner and founding member of Burlington's Horticultural Society. He led the transformation, and many of the mature trees around Old Burlington can be traced back to Smith's seedlings. He made such an impact that, in 1942, the park was renamed Spencer Smith Park. In the 1950s, the town of Burlington began building up the land. They eventually filled in the water where the old safe harbor was located as part of the 1967 Centennial Project. The breakwall was improved in the 1990s to include the two-tiered promenade, and 2006 saw the opening of the Dufasco Waterjet Splash Pad, Rotary Centennial Pond and Discovery Center. In 2013, the 137-meter curved Brant Street Pier with its iconic 12-meter-tall colorful beacon was constructed. It provides a beautiful and memorable backdrop for the many exciting festivals and activities in Spencer Smith Park. A destination for all seasons. The history of Spencer Smith Park isn't the only thing that makes it so iconic for locals. It is also home to a wide range of activities and events throughout the year. Lake Ontario is a beautiful background for summer strolls, outdoor festivals, holiday light displays, ice skating, and incredible dining. Summers at Spencer Smith Park are full of exciting events, including Canada Day celebrations, food trucks, children's events, and movies under the stars. The Sound of Music Festival kicks off the summer with free concerts. The core streets of downtown are closed to traffic for this festival, so pedestrians can roam the local shops and restaurants. The park features a popular playground with zip line, climbers, and swings alongside the Dufasco Waterjet Plaza. This splash pad is a perfect cool-down activity for kids on those hot summer days. Beside the playground and splash pad is the Rotary Centennial Pond. While it isn't for wading, it is a great place for hobbyists to drive their remote control boats. There are also two beaches in the area, one at the western base of the pier and Burlington Beachway, which is adjacent to the park's west end. At the end of summer, the park is home to Canada's largest ribfest on Labor Day weekend. In the winter months, the Rotary Centennial Pond transforms into a waterfront skating rink complete with skate rentals, skating assists, an indoor area to warm and lace up, and plenty of places to take a break. The Festival of Lights is another popular winter activity in Spencer Smith Park. More than 60 light displays are erected throughout the 6 acres of park space from the end of November until the first week of January. Like most events downtown, it is free to visit. In the spring, visitors are treated to more than 25 blooming cherry trees during the Sakura, or Cherry Blossom, festival. These trees were a gift from Burlington's twin city of Itabashi, Japan. Dining and shopping. In addition to the many festivals, visitors can also enjoy some of the permanent features of Spencer Smith Park. Spencer's at the waterfront offers a beautiful dining experience with gorgeous lake views, a lakeside patio, and even an observatory. Below the restaurant is the Discovery Center, which houses public washrooms, a water refilling station, and a grab-and-go style concession. The Waterfront Hotel features a pool overlooking the pier and the lake, as well as a restaurant with an amazing view. A more recent addition to the area is the Pearl Hotel and Spa, which is home to an award-winning spa and a fine dining restaurant. Getting around Spencer Smith Park. If you are planning on driving to the park, there is a small paid parking lot on site. It can be very busy and slow to find a spot, so many people choose to park downtown and walk to the park. The pathways at Spencer Smith Park are all wheelchair and stroller accessible. The ramp at Brant Street is quite steep, but the rest of the over 3 kilometers of paths are reasonable. This spectacular destination is suitable for people of all ages and abilities. To learn more about what Burlington has to offer, check out Rochelle's website, Rochelle Edwards, the Genuine Realtor, email hello@genuinerealtor.com, or call 905-484-0747. This article was sponsored by Rochelle Edwards, the Genuine Realtor, S. Todd Real Estate Limited, a 2023 Burlington Today reader favorite.